You are listening to Free Radio Olympia. Here at the Thunderbolt, I tend to cover a lot of controversial topics from controversial points of view. And therefore, some of the other folks that work with this radio station always appreciate it when I point out that while they may agree with the views expressed on this program, they also very well may not. And in either case, they are in no way responsible for that content. Therefore, if my show makes you want to start hurling blunt objects at people, then make sure you choose the correct target, which in this case would be me, not them. And now, on with the show. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids. The thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee!
This is the Office of Emergency Management for the State of Michigan with another tip for saving money in your city.
When you cut maintenance funds to your schools, the rats get in, and their cost benefits will amaze you. Rats, especially big rats, raise the overall population of a school while demanding no educational resources. They also grow to maturity much faster than human children, ensuring an accelerated graduation rate. Finally, rats require no cafeteria services and are just happy to eat wires.
That's another money-saving tip from the Office of Emergency Management for the State of Michigan. Remember, we don't just value your children. We calculate their value down to the penny.
All right. Welcome to the Thunderbolt for April 10th, 2020. I hope you're having a productive shutdown, and that perhaps you are finding things to do that you should have already done a long time ago, but never had time for before. This is your golden opportunity. So the news and commentary section for this week's show is called Journeys, and it originally aired on September 2nd, 2017. Enjoy!
For years, economists have defined the economic health of a country by its gross domestic product. Trouble is, every time a forest falls, the GDP goes up. With every oil spill, the GDP goes up. Every time a cancer patient is diagnosed, the GDP goes up. Is this how we measure economic progress? Economists must learn to subtract.
Hello, Cascadia! This is the Thunderbolt for September 2nd, 2017.
The pledge to resist. We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our names. Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths. No more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our names will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.
We're going to take some journeys this week. And I have a few words about words. So prepare yourselves, because the Thunderbolt goes where no hack radio show.
DJ Sporky, that's what we're looking for.
Has ever gone before.
After an attack, our first responsibility will be to keep our heads and get back to our jobs.
Yep. We have a lot we need to get through this week, because we're about to take a little trip. This is a journey into time. And this is a journey into space. And
this is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimensions, new value, and a new spirit. Stereophonic sound.
For our journey into time, the Thunderbolt would like to recognize the 40th anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're right now in the dressing room of Elvis Presley. He's just come off stage. Of course, you know some of the most popular questions that people want to be hearing from him, such as favorite movie stars and things like that. So here we go. Here is Elvis Presley now. Elvis, welcome to Little Rock.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, sir.
Well, would you tell the folks your favorite movie star and the female sex?
Oh, well, I like a lot of them.
Yeah, everybody started laughing.
VUV take six.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking. This is like a baby. This is like a guy. Sound like a wino, man.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me.
Speaking of time,
yeah,
a long time ago, I warned Thunderbolt listeners that our vice president, Mike Pence, was on tight with Eric Prince, the founder and owner of the former Blackwater, that infamous criminal gang of highly trained and highly paid mercenary murderers. Yep. That stung.
I got stung.
For sure.
And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty glad.
Mr. Prince himself escaped the United States.
And I break out in a cold, cold sweat.
One step ahead of a string of indictments. And lately, Mr. Prince has been contracting his gang of murderers to the Chinese government.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm complaining.
Well, it is now being reported that Mr. Prince is currently engaged in negotiations with the Rump administration to privatize the war in Afghanistan. And the task of defending Afghanistan is evidently to be turned over to Eric Prince. My question would be this. Who is going to protect Afghanistan from Eric Prince? Next, I would like to share some more perspectives about time in relation to money. One million seconds lasts about 2 weeks. 1 billion seconds is about 32 years. 1 trillion seconds is about 32,000 years. Last year, Olympia High School spent $115.5 million to operate, or just a little less than 4 years if you break that number down into 1 second per dollar. The Pentagon budget for last year was $582.7 billion, or just under 18,500 years at 1 second per dollar. Just what are our priorities around here anyway?
I noticed in your write-up in Time magazine that you liked football a little bit. Would you tell the folks something about your football experience or just what position that you like to play best?
Well, I played in for 2 years. I never made real good at it, but I mean, I enjoyed playing.
Joe!
B-O-V, take 8.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play.
Next, for our journey into space, we are going to embark upon a quest.
This crew is supposed to be on a scientific mission. Ever since they heard that rock music, they've been combing the galaxy to find it.
I've narrowed it down to these three, with one to go.
Could it be right-wing Republican world?
No.
How about left-wing Democrat world?
Boring.
But then we have third-party independence.
Well, maybe.
How's about we just throw out their whole problematic mess and start over with something completely new?
Gentlemen, we've arrived. We are in orbit around the planet Earth. Until we depart this planet, your attentions will be focused on this mission of observation and exploration. 1359, prepare for departure to planet surface.
I'm ready. Yes, kids. You better get ready now. Because we are taking over this dance hall tonight.
Well, I'm taking over dance hall tonight. Dance hall tonight. And you know we're rocking soul. And I'm taking over dance hall tonight. Dance hall tonight. And you know we're rocking soul. And I'm ready, willing, and done. Captain, you'll go for fun. Take the ship for a spin. And I won't hurt anyone. 2012 is over. How I'm a space age soldier. Set my sights on the cosmos with my moonlit rover. Now I'm swimming in stars, way above, above, above. All of my people, I think you know who you are. Cause we ain't got no beef, but just here to connect. Keeping it simple and green, my baby space cadets, cadets, cadets. Because we're taking over. Dance all tonight. Dance all tonight. And you know we're rocking soul.
But you know that you always have to watch out for people crashing your party.
Who's on my left? Who's on my right? You know I'm a fool, so I gotta get mine. Coming into the dance hall to get sweating on. If I do it myself now, then I'm my own boss. Say you wanna jump in, yeah, well that's fine. I wanna jump in the girls, they wanna go. In or not, whether you're here or not. Probably do the dick, I know the space robot. Ridiculous is my middle name. But you probably know me by my first last Jordan Rain. Yoko Man's an alien that takes over my body. Makes me wild, Italian disco, karate on a mission for space. Liberate all humanoids. When I'm in a kid at California, call him Plasmoids. Put him on my ship, make him do the dip. Shake that hip, rattle that head. Up, down, turn around to the ground, back spin. Body rock, tick tock, crab walk, boogaloo, ding, ding, dunk. Shake that trunk, bump, 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 bump. Smash that junk. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yo, shimmy, yeah. Your test is complete, so you must be on your way. Exit the Yoga Man spacecraft. Come again whenever you need a musical kick in the ass. My job is done, we're having fun. You will sleep well when we hit the lights. Because we're taking over dance all tonight. Give it, taking over.
You know, since I regularly crash leftists for providing right-wing crazies
taking over dance
with free publicity
tonight,
by protesting at their marches.
I can taste the sun and it's a magical flavor.
And or by trashing each other and or by screaming it at each other
to my time portal is over
on right-wing media outlets.
No more days of gloom, I got too much to resume.
I should probably also take note.
Remember
when right wingers do similar such things. And in Mississippi, a roadside memorial to Emmett Till was vandalized.
Taking over, dance all tonight, dance all tonight.
And this defacement made it national news.
Dance all tonight, dance all tonight.
And I am thinking that there are a lot of people who are now wondering who Emmett Till was, and that they are now Googling him. Thanks for the free promo, idiot. So let us consider a few simple, irrefutable, empirical, easily verifiable facts. Fact number one. The best way to lower the rate of abortions is to economically empower women. Fact number two. The best way to end poverty is to economically empower the poverty stricken. Fact number three. the best way to assure a fair and balanced society is to educate and to economically empower
society,
all of your citizens. Fact number four. The best way to bring about these changes is to take to the streets and shut their machine down. All things being equal, if you can get 3% of a given population out onto the streets at a given time, then you own that place. If you can get 3% of any given population out onto the streets at any given time, the national leaders, quote, will start falling all over themselves trying to convince you that actually they had been with you all along. The Women's March, right after the Rump's inauguration, represented about 1% of the American population. The simple, irrefutable, empirical, easily verifiable fact is that the only way we can take our planet back from the earth rapers and the mother stabbers is to organize the Women's March times 3. We can do that. And we do not even need a...
Okay, now what about, what about your favorite recording, Elvis, since you've been in the business, your favorite recording?
Well, I guess I would say Heartbreak Hotel I would like, because it's outsold any of the rest of them.
Now, mister, this time we'll call a break. Call the group.
B.O.V. takes up.
And, lunch, 1 hour. Joe!
The big sound coming your way. The big sound coming your way.
Yes, kids. Now we move from our journey through space into our journey through sound, which we begin by engaging in a serious bout of shameless self-promotion. In spite of a dearth of official fame, recognition, or awards of any kind, the Thunderbolt has been your source for the inconceivable, unbelievable, unthinkable, implausible, yet always factual facts and accurate assessments of those facts for many years now. In addition, the Thunderbolt has been the most accurate predictor and prognosticator of political perfidy that is on the market for this entire time.
Hey, does she look good?
Yeah, I know it.
Hey, does she look good?
Other than David K. Johnston,
she look good.
who predicted early in his campaign that the Rump would win the nomination and possibly even the presidency.
Coming to bite you, baby.
And one academic who,
coming to bite, coming to bite,
I feel, used flawed mathematical algorithms to accidentally come to the correct conclusion.
Coming to bite, coming to bite you, baby, gonna bite you.
Other than those two guys, I am still the only left-leaning commentator that I know of.
The lady in your life.
On the whole worldwide interweb.
The lady in your life.
Who use factual analysis.
The lady in your life. Designed to turn any no into a yes.
To correctly predict that the Rump was going to win the presidential election. For instance. If anyone knows of anyone else who is on the record using factual analysis to predict that the Rump was going to win the election, or if you would like to know the facts that I analyzed in order to come to that conclusion, then you can contact me.
I'm so big and bad.
At Dana, D-A-N-A,
the Big Sal, coming your way.
98501,
the big Sal,
at gmail.com.
The big Sal,
and I would like to hear from you. And our journeys will continue after a quick station break. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
Okay, Elvis, this is sort of off the cuff, but tell me, how does it feel to be right up there on top? I mean, right with the, with the best of them, since you are one of that class. How does it feel?
Well, as I was telling you earlier, it feels pretty good. It all happened so fast, so I don't know. I'm afraid to wake up, afraid it's all to be a dream, you know?
Mm-hmm.
B.O.B. taking 11.
Bold. Bold, you.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle-walking. Oops. Dating makes a gal start wiggle-walking.
B.O.B. Take 12.
Yeah, baby.
So the other day I got a notice from Big Brother. You'll never guess what he told me.
Oh, you son of a bird!
Wasn't me.
I'm gonna tell your mama on you.
I deny all charges.
She gonna whip you too.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what she gonna do. Come out at your bad self. Talking that bad talk. Saying them bad words. You say a bad word, you better take it back.
That ain't gonna happen.
Those good little girls don't talk like that.
But I'm a bad little boy. My mama don't give no fly.
She make you come in the house and go to bed.
Just don't tell the FCC.
But now wait a minute. We can make a deal.
Oh, yeah?
If you do what I tell you, I won't tell your mama on you.
They got a name for that.
Been here. I want everybody to start with business. Come here. You gonna give me... Are you gonna do it? Huh? Are you gonna do it? Huh?
Well...
Are you gonna do it? Huh?
To be perfectly honest... You can take a flying leap at a rolling freight train. So you're a blackmailer, a sexual predator, a rapist.
Don't you forget.
Which means you're probably also a thief.
And you're not really in the clear yet.
And you're probably a liar.
Cause any old day and any old time.
Which all leads me to ask you this.
I just might want to change my mind.
Have you ever considered running for president?
Wait a minute, baby. We got to make another deal.
I don't think so.
Cause the last deal we made is gone bye-bye.
Right where it belongs.
I don't want everybody listening to our business. Come here.
You're going to whisper in my ear again, eh?
I ain't going to do it.
No.
I ain't going to do it.
Hell no.
I ain't going to do it.
No.
I ain't going to do it.
All that crap you just pulled. You're going to diss me for using bad words? I do more than talk.
All them bad words coming out that pretty little mouth of yours.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, speaking of rock and roll, what's your opinion on this rock and roll phase that's going through the country right now?
Rock and roll has been in for about 5 years. And I'm not going to sit here and say that it's going to last because I don't know. But all I can say is that it's good. The people like it.
I understand you had a little difficulty in getting started. How many cuts was that you made on your recording? How many different cuts before they found a perfect one?
Which recording are you speaking of?
Your latest recording, I Need You, I Want You, I Love You.
Oh, I doubted. I recorded about 8 times. 10.
About 8? I understood it was something about 27. I don't know what. Just 8 or 9 times before you found a perfect cut.
And while we are embarked upon this journey into sound, it would be good to remember that sounds are also necessary to form words, and that words are very important things. I could not produce this radio program, for instance, without words. Words are funny things, though.
Words in papers, words in books, words on TV, words for books, words of comfort, words of peace, words to make the fighting cease, words to tell you what to do, words are working hard for you, eat your words but don't go hungry, words have always nearly hung me.
In and of themselves, words are completely harmless.
Words of nuance, words of skill, and words of romance are a thrill. Words are stupid, words are fun. Words can put you on the run. Mots pressés, mots sensés, mots qui
words are not only merely sounds, but frankly, they are rather unimpressive sounds when compared to, say, a lion's roar, much less something like a volcanic eruption.
It's a rap race with a fast pace. Concrete words, abstract words, crazy words and lying words, hazy words and dying words, words of faith and tell me straight, rare words and swear words, good words and bad words.
On the other hand, words are what allow humans to communicate such incredibly deep and detailed information with each other. And words are probably the central tool that has allowed us to accomplish all of the truly miraculous things that we have indeed accomplished. So in that sense, words are very powerful things indeed.
Words can make you pay and pay. Four letter words I cannot say. Words are trouble, words are subtle. Words of anger, words of hate. Words over here. The book I like, words won't find the right
word pollution.
Say the right word, make a million.
Words are like a certain person. Can't say what they mean, don't mean what they say.
All of that said, though, the only power words have is the power that we choose to give them without the added meaning that we attach to these sounds. They mean absolutely nothing. These attributes have created a paradigm wherein the very people that choose to allow themselves to be offended by certain words are also the very same people who assure that word's continued existence and who assure that word's continued popularity. Plus, it makes it entirely too easy to offend them, should one wish to do so for any reason. On the personal level, not only am I a radical anti-censorship of any kind for almost any reason activist, but for the reasons just stated, I also think that people who allow themselves to be shocked and offended by certain words are stupid. And I think that actually making rules and laws to ban such words constitutes idiocy on an astronomic scale. According to the FCC, there are certain words centered almost exclusively upon sex and or excretory functions that are illegal to say on the air. And one of many ridiculous ironies contained in this is that in order to make their law that says you can't say these words, they cannot themselves say the words that it is now illegal to say. So they must resort to ambiguous weasel words such as indecency or obscenity or I know it when I see it. This was not only grown men and women saying this crap, these were men and women who were supposed to be amongst the leading judicial minds of our time. There seems to be two types of pushback against this paradigm. Some people use incredibly foul profanity throughout their normal daily speech, to the point where the words become nearly meaningless, and thus the words lose their power. On the other hand, though, I feel that the ability to shock and offend can be a tool. And I feel that this tool is even further enhanced if one saves it for very special occasions. And if you rarely use profanity, then it is that much more shocking when you do so. And since I often consciously attempt to shock and offend people into action, I have found that a little judicious deployment of a little profanity here and there can sometimes assist in that endeavor. But alas, I must save it for my newsletter. Because when it comes to the radio show, the FCC has numerous idiotic rules and regulations concerning profanity, indecency, and obscenity. And they take these rules and regulations very seriously. I have also learned that the Thunderbolts' humorous or ironic content is not a defense either. The commission has emphasized that the broadcaster's intent is irrelevant. The only issue is whether the material is or is not indecent. Here are a few of the FCC's maximum fines for various infractions. For failure to air a legal ID at the top of the hour, the fine is $2,500. For violating the political rules, the fine is $12,500. For hindering an FCC inspection, the fine is $18,500. But for broadcasting indecency or obscenity, the fine is $325,000. Now those priorities seem crystal clear. Even if ridiculous to the point of inanity. And now, loyal listeners, if you have children present, you may wish to cover their ears. For, in our never-ending quest to edify and educate our valued listeners, the Thunderbolt is about to reveal the big, bad, seven dirty words so famously delineated by the legendary George Carlin. And they are
mother,
cock, and really? Are you kidding me? But are so soft and warm and cuddly. But alas, I cannot say these words on the radio without risking a fine that would bankrupt either of the licensed stations that currently air my show. Free Radio Olympia has other concerns, but at least they do not have that particular concern. Well, if Elvis is dead, then I guess it's time to get to work. Since there's no calendar again this week, I'll be filling out the rest of the hour with some music. This is Natasha Atlas. Enjoy! Just,
Oh,
Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt, nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com and we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And please note that the Thunderbolt is on Facebook, where you can find links to the show and to the show notes. Or you can now go directly to the Thunderbolt WordPress site, which is at dana98501.wordpress.com. Thank you very much.